We're coming to the end of our story. By now, Tzidkiyo, the last of the Malchei Yehuda, has already been brought to Bavel. Most of Klal Yisrael has been brought to Bavel as prisoners, slaves, etc. And there are mamish ein tziki yidin, a few yidin left. And Nebuchadnezzar appoints a commoner. He's not from Zerah Beis David. Gedaliah ben Achikam, that he's going to be the governor of Eretz Yisrael. What happens next is recorded in a few prakim in Yirmiyah, and a few psukim in Malachim, but in a few prakim in Yirmiyah, from Mem through Mem Gimel. In short, at this point, a lot of Yidden, even those that were not in Golos, they had escaped to other places, they were in hiding. They weren't sure what Nebuchadnezzar's next step is going to be. So Gedaliah sends a message, and he tries to tell them that, don't worry, I'm telling you, Nebuchadnezzar does not want to kill everybody. He's allowing a few Yidden to stay. As long as we are loyal to Nebuchadnezzar, things are going to be okay. And he tells them, Adrabe, you have a certain opportunity, a financial opportunity, because now, let's say Eretz Yisrael used to be divided over 100,000 people, just picking a number, it was much more. But now it's only 1,000 people. So now each that person gets 100 times the amount of land. In other words, if we do this smart, you actually can gain a lot, because Eretz Yisrael is good land, and everyone can gain. So things were starting to settle, but of course, Yidden, there's always something going on, usually from Yidden themselves. There was a neighboring king of Ammon, and Ammon wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, but as long as the Yidden were there and Nebuchadnezzar was ruling, he didn't like Nebuchadnezzar of Bavel, so he's going to try to figure out a way to get rid of Gedaliah, make a uprising in the area. But he knew it had to be from the inside. So he found this Yid, and his name was Yishmol ben Nesanya. Yishmol ben Nesanya was a distant relative of Zerah Beis David. He was from Mishpachas HaMelucha. And he basically told him that really, you should be the king. How is it that someone that's not from the royal family, he's not sitting on the throne, and therefore you should be the king? Now there's a problem. How could I be the governor if there already is a governor? So we have a simple solution. We kill the other governor, and then you're going to become governor, and then we'll together, we're going to be in charge. Ammon, get rid of the evil Bavliim. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They took Yidden into Galos. We're going to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. So this Yishmol ben Nesanya was not a good person, and he's trying to figure out a way to kill Gedaliah. Now, somehow, believe it or not, you ever heard of stories that they leak out, all of a sudden the rumors go out? So there was a few soldiers, the general, his name was Yochanan ben Kodeach, and somehow his soldiers, they got wind that this Yishmol was up to no good. And they sat down with Gedaliah, and they said, I want to tell you, stay away from this guy. He is after your life. Now here comes a very, very sad part of the story. And that is that Gedaliah was a very tmimustika person. And he didn't believe it. He didn't want to believe that a Yid would want to kill another Yid. How could it be? And he says, Ki sheker ata doiver al Yishmol. You're speaking Lashon Hara. We don't speak Lashon Hara. Shmiras HaLashon. Stay away. Now, there's a fascinating postscript to this. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara says, later on, Yishmol is going to kill a lot of Yidden. But the Pasuk says that Gedaliah killed them. But it's not true. But the Gemara explains that because he was so naive, when you're in a position of power, you have to listen sometimes to rumors. Not to be chayyav, you have to know what's going on. because he was so naive, his naivety and his sincerity almost was the cause of all this death. If you're going to be in a leadership position, sometimes you have to, you don't have to believe it, but you have to hear and you have to be chayshit, things come up and you have to be aware of that. So not only does he not distance himself from this Yishmol, he invites him to a royal suda. By this suda, he has guests, very choshev guests, and they come to the suda. And Perek Memalef of Yirmiyah starts off, Vayhi b'chodesh ha-shvi, bo Yishmol ben Nesanya ben Alishoma mizera mlucha. He comes with a group of 10 people, and they come to the fat, to the suda, and while everybody is saying l'chaim, and everyone is happy, smiling, they get up in the middle of the suda, they kill Gedalia, and they kill everybody that's by the suda. Now there's actually a debate in our poiskim and in the Mesoira. Was the suda Rosh Hashanah suda? But because we don't want to ruin Rosh Hashanah, so we have Tzoyim Gedalia on Gimel, or did the story actually happen on Gimel? There's a discussion amongst the, you know, in the Mesoira. But either way, Gedalia is killed. And not only that, he kills more people, and he wants Yishmol, and he wants to say, basically, that he was saving Klal Yisrael from the evil Gedalia, that Gedalia was about to massacre more people, and he and his men saved them. 80 people he killed, he dumped them in a pit, the pit that Asa made, and Yishmael says, Chevra, let's all escape. He tells a lot of Klal Yisrael that was left, let's run away from the evil Bavliim and Gedalia, and we're going to go to our friends in Ammon, to the king Balis from Ammon. At this point, the general Yochanan ben Kireach, he hears what happens. He's obviously not thrilled. And they meet up. And at this point, the people realize that they were tricked, and they return to Eretz Yisrael. And Gedalia and Eit Chevra, they push it. Nimlat, they escape into Ammon. Now Yidden are very, very stuck. They know that Nebuchadnezzar is furious. Yishmol escaped. They know that they're furious. The whole time, by the way, Yirmiyah, the Navi Yirmiyah, does not go to Golas Bavel. He's in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a big problem. Do they stay? What if Melech Bavel comes and says, that's it, you guys were so bad, we're going to kill all of you? Do they go? So they turn to Yirmiyah, and they tell him like this. You're the Navi. Tipel not chinaseinu lefanecha v'yispalal ba'deinu al Hashem alekecha. We're turning to you, you're the Navi, you're the Nasi Yisrael. You daven. Whatever the Eibishter tells you to do, that's what we're going to do. Okay. He davens to the Eibishter. And vayhi miketz aseres yomim, 10 days later, the Eibishter responds. We're already holding Perek Membeis and Yirmiyah Pasuk Zayin. And after hearing what the Eibishter says, he calls Yochanan ben calls the general, and he tells them, this is what the Eibishter says. Everyone should stay in Eretz Yisrael. As long as you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be safe. The worst thing you guys should do is go to Mitzrayim. Do not go back to Mitzrayim. Don't escape to Mitzrayim. Don't make deals with Mitzrayim. Even though Alpi Teva, Nebuchadnezzar should be furious, and he should send his army to decimate, to destroy Klal Yisrael, stay in Eretz Yisrael. Al Tiru Mipnei Melech Bavel Asher Atem Yireya Miponav. Don't be afraid. Stop being afraid. The Eibishter is going to take care of you. You would think that by now they realize that they have to listen to Yirmiyah and they should listen. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. You know, we're really at the end over here. But Yidin and the Eibishter obviously wanted it this way. They turned to Yirmiyah, and instead of saying thank you, listen to their response. Perek Mem Gimel. Vahi kechalais Yirmiyah dabar al kolam. After giving over the Eibishter's message, they turn to him and they say, Sheker atam medaber. No, it can't be true. You're lying to us. It can't be that the Eibishter said not to go back to Mitzrayim. You asked him to daven for you. You asked him what the Eibishter's message is. Doesn't matter. And Yirmiyah begs of them, Chevra, you know, this could be the end, because if Yidden leave Eretz Yisrael now, that means it's over. You know, whoever is left, this is the She'edis HaPleite. Keep in mind, already in the time of Yechaniah, they took most of Yidden out. After the Churban, in the time of Tzidkiyah, they took more Yidden. So we're talking about the She'edis of the She'edis, Kam Apar Yidden. And if you guys leave, there's nothing left. No. Vayavoyu Eretz Mitzrayim ki leishamu b'koyel Hashem. They head out to Mitzrayim, and sure enough, the Eibishter tells Yirmiyah, please put down stones, and he basically tells them that this is the end, and Mirtz Hashem, obviously, that the Eibishter is going to return. And we're going to finish off, now that we finished off Pashat the Yidden, finishing Malchus Beis David, that the inyan of Mashiach, the Rambam says, Lahachzer, Malchus Beis David, Leyoishna. Mashiach will bring it back. And all these days, whether it's Soim Gedaliah, Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tamuz, Asar B'Tevis, Yehavchu Yomim Eile, L'Sosin, U'L'Simcha, U'L'Moyedim Toivim.